So Jonathan asked me to share something on healing, and it's not like I have any expertise in this whatsoever. But I did, something happened on, was it Friday? The Lord just affirmed in my heart some things. And so along, probably quite a while, the Lord, I've just been asking the Lord a lot of questions. I've been asking the Lord to reveal some things, and some of that's around healing, some of that's around other things. But it kind of came together that day. And so for the last several nights, I was waking up at 2:47 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, it's 2:47. I'll just get up and use the restroom and go back to bed. And didn't think much of it. But I would wake up in the morning, almost wide awake at 6:47. And I was like, okay, I'd like to sleep just a little longer, Lord. Can I do that? And it finally hit me that night. I was like, I wonder if this consistency on time is the Lord saying something. And so I just purposed in my heart, when I get up, I'm going to look up all the verses that are 2:47 and 6:47 that I can find in the scriptures. And I read through several of them, but the one that really hit my heart, because I was asking the Lord, teach me to come to you. I don't even know what it really truly means to come to you. And so this scripture in Luke 6:47 says, those who come to me, and so that quickened my heart, that phrase, and hear what I say and obeys them, is like a man who digs down, builds his house on a rock. He said, this is what that person, the person that comes to me is like this. But the person that comes to me and just ignores all of those things and doesn't do what I say is like the one that just builds it on the grass. There's no foundation, and so when the waters come, it just washes off. And so I was like, okay, Lord, I hear you speaking to me that, and so I want to obey what you have to say. And the next thing I found in my Bible, I don't even know how I got there, was Luke 16. And it was the commissioning, right? Go into all of creation and preach the gospel. And this is, and these things are going to accompany those who believe. And they're going to list a whole bunch of things, like they're going to get bit by snakes and not get hurt. They're going to speak in other tongues. Mm-hmm. And then the very last phrase it says, and they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. And so again, that phrase just kind of hit my heart. And so those two things was what the Lord prepared me that day. And so later in the day, we prayed for Jonathan. And this is what I want to share as an exhortation, because I've prayed for people a lot and I've seen a little. most of the time I pray, I'm really just wanting God to see, I want God to do something really cool through my life so I can say, look, God used me. if I'm honest and transparent, I want to see miracles and I want to see these things, but I'm not truly, my motivation isn't that. And so even when I pray, if it's something big, all of a sudden my prayer becomes larger. Like I have to outpray the need or the problem or something. But that day when we were praying for Jonathan, again, the Lord just brought it into my heart. And he says, it's my words. And so I looked, it's almost as if I would look down at my feet. I didn't look down my feet, but I would say, I'm standing on the word of God. As I pray for Jonathan, I'm going to stand on the word of God, hear and obey. And any other time, right, when I just want to pray a large prayer or I really want something to happen, I'm not necessarily stand on the word of God. I'm standing on my ability to pray an eloquent prayer, which is no foundation. You know what I mean? And so that's my exhortation to you is we can pray and we can have healing, but how we're doing it and what we're standing on, I believe the Lord, he says, these things are going to accompany us. Yeah. And so I was standing on the word of the Lord. And then so my faith wasn't even in, is Jonathan going to be okay or not? Yeah. Or anybody else? It was in the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so that's my encouragement to you.
So we're going to have Stephanie share. She and Lizzie both had a moment 2 or 3 weeks ago in the back. We prayed for them just a simple prayer of healing. Just a couple of testimonies. Real quick, mine, I'm sitting there Friday and I'm getting ready to go to the chiropractor because my jaw is hurting so bad. It's been bothering me. And I realize why pay $50 to have my jaw adjusted. I could have these godly men pray for me. So I said, hey, would you guys just mind praying? It's hurting so bad right now. It's just a long story. It's been hurting for a month. And so I felt faith to ask, and they began praying. James puts his hand on my jaw like this, and he says, God, you made him. Now make it well, make it right. And I literally feel like a thorn has been in the side of the muscle of my jaw, and I feel as if a splinter, you know, when that good feeling when you feel it get pulled out of your body. Mm-hmm. And it was still tender. I still feel the soreness, but the sharp pain had been pulled out. Oh, and my jaw's like 100% better. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, Thank you, Jesus. Just as a reminder, we're called to do this. Yeah, like James says, sometimes we pray 95 times and we see one, you know, who knows? But we keep pressing in. Just because we don't see the breakthrough doesn't mean we stop. We keep pressing in. So a couple stories to spur your faith here.